The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for girls high school basketball as West Holmes goes against Wayndale. Here is Jake Seidel.
Well, thank you very much, Blaise. And from Wayndale High School, we're getting set up for a backyard battle between the Knights and the Golden Bears. Stay tuned. We'll hear from both head coaches coming up next on the pregame show.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forge brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Since 1975, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has been an industry pioneer in real estate at auction. This is Anthony Kaufman. Some companies come and go, and some experience ownership changes, but Dave Kaufman has owned and overseen every aspect of his company. During that time, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has grown and expanded to meet increasing customer needs while always staying on the cutting edge of technology and giving back to the community. Rooted in tradition, growing through innovation, we are Kaufman Realty and Auctions in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, New Philadelphia, Cambridge, and at KaufmanRealty.com.
Stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your way of life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. We're an experienced team of professionals that can quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs, ants, spiders, and rodents. We use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure that your home is pest-free and is safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call us today, 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
We invite you to visit Keim Home Center in Charm during the holiday kickoff event, November 24th through December 6th. Save 10% on select apartments, plus get a $20 Keim gift card for every $100 spent across select brands. Keim will be closed on Thursday, November 27th for Thanksgiving. Visit us online at keimcompany.com for more details. We'll see you November 24th through December 6th for the holiday kickoff event at Keim Home Center in Charm.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
Jake Settle with Golden Bears head coach Rick Geiser. Coach, 1-2 early on in the season with a loss to a Downton team that looks like they're going to be pretty good in Highland. What have you seen from your team this season?
Well, we're struggling a little bit offensively. Kids always play hard. They're trying to get through it, but we got to find ways to put the ball in the hole a little more consistently. I like our team. I think we're going to have a great year. We just are working through those early season ups and downs, playing some good teams, so they always are going to make it hard, and I'm okay with that because that's how you grow.
Well, Coach, you've got West Holmes tonight, a backyard rival who's played tough in two games and come out on the short stick. What do you know about West Holmes, and what do you expect Coach Belden to do?
Well, they're very disciplined. They play really, really hard. They got a couple nice players that can score it, and the rest are, kids that are going to make plays for them defensively and through the rebound game. So, we're going to have to be better. We're going to have to try and find ways to create offense and finish the shot. And so it should be a really good game.
What's your message to your ladies going into this one?
Stay confident. We have to stay confident with all of our opportunities to score. So, hopefully we'll break through tonight.
Hey, well, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Jake Saddle here with Knights head coach Lindsey Belden. And coach, coming off an overtime loss to Triway, where you said going into the game you wanted to limit turnovers, and some late turnovers really was the difference in that game. What can you tell us about what you saw?
I mean, we talked about, for 26, 27 minutes we played really good, and it just stinks that we, kind of fell apart there at the end and couldn't. They made a couple shots, banked in a three, but we didn't make shots. But most of the game I was happy with what we did, but again, it was a learning experience for us, and we're just going to keep trying to get better by learning from every game, every practice, and hopefully be able to move on from that.
Well, coach, you're in a real tough stretch of the schedule to start off the season. You got Wayndale tonight. They're 1-2 on the season. They had a loss to Highland already and got a win over Rocky River. What are you expecting to see out of the Golden Bears and Coach Geiser?
Obviously they're very well coached. They're going to pressure us defensively. We have to be able to handle the ball and dictate what we're trying to do offensively, even when there's pressure. And then for them offensively, they're looking to shoot the three. And so we have to be able to defend the three-point line and put the scouting report things that, we hadn't. Up until this point, when you're early in the season, some of the scouting report stuff is hard to tell when you're watching one game on the year and what are they trying to do. But obviously we have a pretty good understanding. We've played them the last several years and know what they're trying to do offensively. And so have to understand scouting reports and how we're trying to guard and what that looks like from everybody on the floor.
Coach, what was your message to the girls coming into this one?
I said, you can't have anybody in the stands or anybody watching this game say, Wayndale's playing harder than you are right now. Because things are going to go well for us. Things are going to go well for them. And we have to be constantly playing harder than they are.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Wayne Holmes Health is now part of the Premier Pharmacy family, giving us even more ways to serve you. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm pleased to announce our acquisition of Wayne Holmes Health in Worcester, allowing us to offer a full line of home medical equipment, including hospital beds, lift chairs, scooters, and more. We also offer home modifications, including stair lift and ramp installation. Rental and delivery are both available. Stop in and see the new display at our Berlin location, now located inside of German Village Shopping Center, or visit us in Worcester at 720 Winkler Drive to see our full line of medical and home modification equipment.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Welcome back to Wayndale. Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you. Our producer tonight on the video side is Jacob Heading. Andrew Dunlap's our videographer. We've got Blaisdon back at WKLM Sports Central as well as Alex. A year ago, these two teams met up. And I got to find it. West Holmes got the win 40-35 in that contest. They were led by Greta Rollins, who had 10, and I believe it's Aviana Yoder that had 10 as well in that contest. 9 from Zelina Proper, 4 from Briar Klein, and 3 from Joel Brown. On the other side, it was 7 from Audrey Troyer of the Golden Bears, 8 from Bella Perry, and 5 from Kylie Geyser to kind of lead the way on that one. This year, though, West Holmes 0-2, a loss to a very good Canton Central Catholic team at the Barn Ball Classic, 58-40, and then an overtime loss to Triway, 55-45. And you heard we talked a little bit with Coach Belden in the pregame interview about that, and how she wanted to limit turnovers, and some key turnovers down the stretch really flipped the script in that game and allowed the Titans to get the victory. On the other side for Wayndale, they are 1-2, a win against Rocky River in the Barn Ball Classic, and then a loss to a Dalton team who looks like they're going to be pretty good this year, 47-33, and they lost by 20 to Highland on Friday, 49-29. So we're getting the two border school rivalries out of the way early in this one. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, continue setting up this matchup next here on WKLM.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door. People you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Out. Crow hopping. Getting set here for West Holmes and Wayndale. Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you. And Troy, we talked about it the other night up at Triway. When you get two rivalry teams like this, and I would consider Wayndale and West Holmes backyard rivals, you can throw out the records.
Absolutely, both of these schools. We talked to Coach Geiser last week. He loves to load up early in the year, play the good teams, and he's got one here tonight, bringing West Holmes in here again. Backyard rivals, cross county, both good programs are going to want to come out here and get a victory tonight.
And West Holmes played about 3.5 quarters of fantastic basketball against the Titans last week, and it was really some late turnovers in that one and some good shots by the Titans got them back into that game, and they end up winning it by 10 in overtime. But we saw some promising things out of Briar Klein and Zelina Proper, of course, but also we saw Kara McMillan come out and play some outstanding defense.
Yeah, Kara played great defense, which really gave West Holmes a good spark. And speaking of spark off the bench, Lily Brown come in there and scored very well for West Holmes off the bench. Comes in there in that six-person role a lot of times this year, but she gave him a good effort. So West Holmes, they put forth a good effort against Triway. Triway really picked up their defensive intensity in that second half. And you heard Coach Snyder say it, or Coach Belden say it, led to the turnovers. And, you know, that's where West Holmes got in trouble. They got to take care of the basketball.
This is going to be a good measuring stick game for each squad early in the season.
Well, it is. And, you know, for West Holmes, I think looking at Wayndale, they're going to see the same kind of defense out of Wayndale that Triway gave them. So they've got a little taste of what they're going to get out of Wayndale tonight from that game the other night, Jake.
Well, so far this season, Garraway 2-0 on the season, Highlands 1-0, Triway 2-1. Central Christian 1-1, Loudonville 1-1, Wayndale 1-2, Danville and West Holmes 0-2. In the OCC, New Philly is 1-0 after their huge blowout win over Mansfield Senior, 53-10 in that first OCC conference game. They're the only two OCC teams who have played conference games so far. The other games going on tonight, Highland is hosting Ridgewood, and that should be always a fun matchup when those two squads play.
Absolutely.
Ashland hosting Willard. New Phillies at Fairless. Indian Valley hosting Riverview. Steubenville Catholic Central's at Claymont. And Heartland Christian visits East Camp. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back, continue setting this one up next on WKLM.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Slayball Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Slayball knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Slayball Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Slayball Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem, and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling. They're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Give your home the protection it deserves with CedarMax Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. CedarMax by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, CedarMax keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
CDL training in our community. That's right. Buckeye Career Center now offers Class A and B CDL education as well as a testing center off US 36 near Janaden Hutton. Call 740-254-9313 to register or learn more about the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center and the US America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Again, that's 740-254-9313 to register or learn more.
Courses begin September 15th.
My name is Dr. Richard Mulcahy. I have 30 years experience as being a chiropractor. My specialty is spinal decompression therapy. Right now, for the next month, I'm offering a free consultation and examination for anyone who's interested in seeing if I can help them. I'm also offering a $37 visit, which would be a consultation and examination and trial treatment of decompression therapy. You can take advantage of that offer. Just call 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779.
Back at Wayndale, Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you. And Troy, if we look at some key players in this matchup, you know, Zelina Proper and Briar Klein, they're averaging 14 and 10 points respectively so far. Kara McMillan also there, 7.5 points through two games.
Yeah, Kara McMillan doing a really, really good job here for West Holmes this year. We know that name. You mentioned that before. We've heard that name for a few years around here, but she's following her sister's footsteps, having a good year for the Knights.
On the other side for the Golden Bears, you know, they've lost a lot of talent to graduation over the last couple seasons, but I don't know. The names Kylie Geyser, Georgia Persinger, and Natalie Cleaver all stand out to me when you're talking about this Golden Bears team.
Well, they do. That's your mainstay. That's your core. That's Wayndale offense. But then watch out for Audrey Troyer. She's a sharp-shooting point guard up there, the 5'3 junior. She can light it up on you in a hurry.
As each team starts finishing up their pregame warm-ups here, West Holmes will be in their road blues today. Wayndale will be in their home whites. And I believe this is the second year in this new barn here at Wayndale.
And beautiful.
Beautiful. I love the Golden Bear at center court. And whenever you have the lane and the perimeter in that different color, it just makes it pop.
It's a beautiful facility here. One of the many new schools around our area this year that we get to go and call games in, Jake. We're blessed to be here.
Good crowd on hand from each side. I see some mainstays from the West Holmes crowd. They made their way up here, and the walk dolls, and I think I see Moose up there on the far
always
side
see
as well.
Moose in the crowd. Always.
And always. And you got a good crowd of students here for the Wayndale Golden Bears as well.
Should be a fun night here. High school girls basketball, nothing better this time of the year.
This place is going to be a rockin' today as we get set for this one. We'll pause now for the national anthem, which is brought to you tonight by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg.
timeout, we at Dr. Brad Welsh and Associates want to thank our patients for the past 30 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Welsh, Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including braces, clear aligners, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and emergency care. New patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, please call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwelsh.com.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
The national anthem has been playing. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, just outside of Millersburg off of State Route 39. Get quality windows, doors, siding, and insulation at MRV Siding Supply. Now with the starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake. Here we go for West Holmes tonight. They'll be your visitors on the scoreboard. They'll line up like this. A 5'6" senior guard, she'll wear number 3. That's Briar Klein. They'll go with 5'7" senior forward, number 10, Zelina Proper. A 5'7" junior guard wearing number 12 will be Rory Wilcox. A 5'6" junior guard, number 13, Kara McMillan. And a 5'5" junior guard wearing number 24. That'll be Maddie Fair rounding up the starting five for the Lady Knights. The home team tonight, the Wayndale Lady Golden Bears, will line up like this. At a guard position, a 5'3" junior, number 2 is Audrey Troyer. A 5'10" senior forward wearing number 10 is Brooke Compton. A 5'9" senior guard wearing number 15, Georgia Persinger. At a guard position, a 5' senior, number 20 is Kylie Geyser. And a 5'6" junior guard, number 24, is Natalie Cleaver for the Golden Bears.
These starting lineups have been brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, offering top-notch Provia products on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Give them a call at 800-524-7436 or visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. The announced the starters to the crowd in attendance here at Wayndale. Again, West Holmes in their road blues with red striping down the side. They've got a red West Holmes on the front with white numerals on the front and back and a Scranton Knights on the small of the back. The Golden Bears wearing their home whites trimmed in brown and gold. They've got brown numerals trimmed in gold on the front and back with Golden Bears above and below the numbers, also brown trimmed in gold on the front of those jerseys. A classic look from the Wayndale Golden Bears tonight. And I'm going to say it again. I really like those road blue uniforms for the West Holmes Knights.
Both teams looking sharp. Wayndale ladies down there sporting some awesome pink tennis shoes tonight. Looking good down there. Lady Knights looking good. We get a good gym. We've got a great night for basketball, Jake.
Yes, unlike when Michael Jordan came out, there is no rule about the shoe needing to be 51% white. So Nike's not paying anyone's fines tonight.
Well, you know what? Michael Jordan could do whatever he wanted to do.
So we get set up for this one. West Holmes will be attacking left to right over your radio dial, tablet screen, computer screen, television. However you're tuning in tonight, we don't care. We're happy you're joining us for some basketball.
Here. Absolutely.
There's not many places where high school basketball is better than the state of Ohio. Say what you want about Indiana and the Hoosiers. Ohio high school basketball is one of the best, if not the best, in the country.
And we are right here in the middle of it here in central and northeast Ohio. It doesn't get any better than this, Jake. We're ready to go.
Compton going to jump against Rory Wilcox to get us started. Brooke Compton wearing number 10, Wilcox wearing number 12. Our referee has the ball. He will throw it in the air. We're underway. That tip will be won by the Golden Bears and controlled by Geyser. She'll get rid of it to Troyer, takes it right to the hoop. And just like that, the Golden Bears draw first blood.
And make quick work of that on the opening tip.
Here's Klein crossing midcourt. She'll give it up to Proper just outside the center circle. Moves to the right wing side. Hands it off to McMillan. McMillan cross court to Fair. Had to high point that ball. Tried to get it over to Klein on the left wing side. Has it tipped out of bounds by Geyser.
Yeah, Wayndale doing a great job with their ball denial there, playing good defense early on.
Klein looking at inbound now, far side of the court, will bounce it into Proper. Proper up top with a defender in her face, gets the bounce pass off to Klein at the top of the key. She'll come to Wilcox just to the right of the lane. Wilcox now left wing side for Breyer Klein. Klein wants to drive in, gets into the lane, kicks it right wing side fair. She wants to drive the baseline. Hard contact there. They're going to get Audrey Troyer on the block.
Yeah, good job. Breyer Klein set that up with a little dish and penetration there. Got the defender out of position. They drew the foul.
That'll be the first foul on Troyer. First foul of the ball game and first foul of the quarter on the Golden Bears. Right wing side now for Kara McMillan. Picks up her dribble, tries a stretch pass to Fair. Late whistle, and I think they're going to get Troyer again on her second as she ran through Maddie Fair on the far side.
Oh, that's going to be a big one there. That takes her highest-scoring point guard off the floor for Wendell. That's a huge second foul.
Maya Spittler will take her spot immediately after that second whistle. The ball's inbounded. Here's Proper wanting to drive to the baseline. Now lobs it back up top. Klein on the right wing side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Backs out. Working against some hard defense from Geyser. Back to Maddie Fair. Left wing side. She wants to drive in now. Lost the basketball. And she will lose it out of bounds. But off the Golden Bears, it stays with West Holmes.
Yeah, got a break there. That went off of Geyser's hands there. So the Knights get to keep it.
Proper going to look to inbound this one. Lobs it up. Klein high points it. Finds Fair. To catch it off the bounce. She'll get it to Proper. Now an offensive foul. They're going to get Kara McMillan on an illegal screen.
Wayndale's doing a really good job early on defending the passing lanes away from the basketball. Now West Holmes a little frustrated on that possession.
6:51 to play here. First quarter, 2-0 the lead for the Wayndale Golden Bears. Coming over to inbound that ball will be Natalie Cleaver. So they'll get it into Geyser in the backcourt. Just the second possession for the Golden Bears. Geyser, top of the key, looks to bounce that one in, and he'll get it in. Handing it off, here's a three ball on the way, no good for Cleaver, rebound by Wilcox. She'll give it up to Proper, who sends it to Klein across the timeline. Klein on the left wing, working one-on-one with Geyser. Drives in, now kicks it back out to McMillan, right wing side, Wilcox. Trying to get it underneath for Fair, who was athletic enough to keep that ball in play. Her pass to Wilcox, punched out of bounds there by Brooke Compston. It'll stay with the Knights.
Wendell pushing West Holmes 30 feet out from the basket, not giving them anything inside.
Proper to inbound down near the corner. Lobs it up top. Klein comes down with it again. Klein working one-on-one against Geyser on the right wing side, dribbling back towards midcourt. Lost the basketball, had it poked out of her hand, gets it back, gets it off to McMillan, who drives the lane. McMillan tries to knock it out of there, but it'll be taken away by Cleaver. Cleaver across the timeline, driving into the left block, now turns around, trying to get rid of it, lobbing it up top to Geyser. Geyser directing traffic. Dribbles to the near side, turns back towards the top of the key, wants to go right wing side, now back to the top of the key against Proper. Gets rid of it on that right wing side for Persinger. She'll put it up, no good. And give a rebound there to Brooke Compson after it was saved inbound by McMillan. Left wing side, Geyser now down into the corner. Cleaver going to get called for the walk as she was setting up for the three. That'll be the first turnover on the Golden Bears.
Man, she got happy feet down there. She was wide open when she caught that. Didn't quite know what to do.
Proper has the ball in the backcourt. 5:27 to play here. First quarter, no score. Proper, right wing side, battling against Cleaver, who will knock it out of bounds again. Izzy Matter going to check in for the Golden Bears along with Bella Perry. Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game on High School Scoreboard for on WKLM. Brought to you on this Monday, by Rody's IGA Marketplace. It'll be Alex with all the scores for you every 15 minutes, all the way till midnight. Lob down low. Now here is Klein trying to get it inside. Ball taken away again. Give the rebound there to Geyser, though, as she goes to the floor with it. Pass underneath, putting it up for two. Count the bucket and one. Bella Perry with a chance for three the old-fashioned way.
And a good move in there by Bella Perry. Got the bucket and the and one.
They'll give the foul to Breyer Klein, her first, team second. Perry attempts the free throw and knocks it down. That extends the lead to 5-0. All that set up by a scrappy Geyser rebound. Proper bounce pass to Wilcox, left wing side for the Knights. She's going to lob it down underneath, trying to find Klein. She collects it on the right block. Bounce pass back up top. Here's Proper putting it up through contact. Gets the bounce.
Good strong move there by Zelina Proper.
So Proper gets two, 4.5 to play here first quarter, 5-2 the lead for the Golden Bears. Geiser to bring it across the timeline, dribbles to the near side. Gets the bounce pass off, trying to find Matter. Matter having a whole time holding on to it, and Klein will end up knocking it out of bounds on the loose ball.
Yeah, good defense there by Briar Klein. West Holmes picking up their defensive intensity.
So it looks like Mari Patterson as well as Ella Willard checking in. I saw one other jersey, and it looks like it's going to be Lily Brown. Proper has it in the backcourt, so a little bit of a different look here. It almost looks like we're going with some few extra forwards here. Now the officials are going to come together here.
What's the call here?
Did we have a
bad? Not sure.
I think West Holmes is going to inbound the ball again. No, maybe not. What's happening here?
I'm not sure. It's like a redo.
No,
Wayne
it's going to be
gonna have it.
A turnover.
There was no foul called.
So Wayndale going to get the ball on their offensive end. Have to get an explanation on that at halftime. Is Matter going to drive it in? Bounce pass underneath for Persinger. She can't hold on to it. It'll be Knights basketball.
Yeah, great move right there by Matter getting the ball down. The freshman can move well with the basketball.
The only thing I can think of is if it was originally supposed to be called Wayndale basketball, and it was signaled incorrectly.
No, I'll go with that one there because there was no turnover, no foul signal. I think you got the right analogy.
Left wing side now for Willard. She'll get it into Proper. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot two.
Yeah, this new combination for West Holmes got a little better ball movement here. They've got a couple good looks here last two possessions with this lineup.
Maddie Miller picks up the foul at the line as Proper shooting two. As I was going to say before we had whatever happened.
Confusion.
The first attempt is up and good. It looked like Coach Belden trying to get a little bit of a taller lineup out there to get something going.
Yep, absolutely.
Proper with the ball for her second attempt, puts it up, and she'll go 2-for-2 on that one. She has a team-high 4 points. It's a one-point game, 5-4 the lead for the Golden Bears. Under 4 minutes to play here, quarter number one. Geiser across the timeline, lost the ball, said it was deflected, so no backcourt violation. On the near side now for Maddie Miller, working one-on-one against Patterson, has a screen to her right, takes it, now drives in, thought about a fadeaway jumper, kicks it out. Here's a long three off the mark on the attempt from Bainey. The rebound goes to Klein. West Holmes with a chance to take the lead. Here's Proper, right wing side, bounce pass, trying to find Brown. Will be taken away there by Bainey. Across the timeline now is Geiser for the Golden Bears. Going to kick it right wing side. Bainey fakes a three. Almost lost the basketball, but got it back after some contact. Up top for Perry, trying to hand it off for Matter. Matter going to put a floater up in the lane. No good. Give the rebound to Lily Brown. 3 minutes to play, quarter number one. Klein has it on the left side, down by one. Going to reset to Proper on the near side. Proper puts it on the floor, finds Patterson. Mari Patterson almost has it poked loose, got it back, driving onto the right wing and going to hand it off to Klein. Briar Klein dribbles to the right, step back three for Klein off the mark. Rebound loose, it'll be picked up there by Bainey, but it was contested by Proper. Stretch pass to the near side, here's Matter for a right wing three off the back iron. Rebound Lily Brown for West Holmes. Stretch pass back, Briar Klein to the left wing side. She waits for reinforcements. Has it up top. Looks to kick right wing side. Patterson trying to get it in for Lily Brown. Took some contact. Pass back up top to Proper. Ball was tipped. Now kept in bounds. Diving for the ball. Still fighting for it. Loose again as Brown will end up getting it after it was poked loose from Matter. Brown to take a long two. Nothing but net for her. And the Knights take their first lead at 6-5.
Brown comes in. Things happen, Jake. Two rebounds, 2 points.
Under two to play here. First quarter, 6-5 the lead for the West Holmes Knights. Across the timeline, here is Geiser. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to the near side for Bainey. Bainey at the free throw line. looking to turn, bounce pass underneath, going to be knocked back two, or she'll try a three off the mark. Rebound by Lily Brown. That's her third this quarter, I believe.
It is indeed.
Under 90 seconds to play here, quarter number one. Here's Proper moving to the right wing side, faces to Patterson. Now goes cross court, far side for Willard. She was trying to get it to Klein. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Geiser with 1:18 to play.
Yeah, both teams playing really good aggressive defense here right now in this first quarter.
Choose from a selection of stackable birthstone bracelets, engagement rings, and diamond bands to make Christmas unforgettable at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Here's Kara McMillan back into the game. Tries to get the pass off to Patterson. Has it go off her hands and out on the far side. That'll be a turnover for West Holmes, their fifth.
One mark on West Holmes here. The five turnovers in this first quarter. Coach Bell will not be happy with that.
6-5 the lead for West Holmes. 1:10 to play here. Quarter number one. Across the timeline is Geiser going to get the bounce pass to Compston. She wants to move right wing side. Gets the handoff to Cleaver. She'll drop back. Cleaver. Left side, down into the corner for Matter. Matter going to drive in, bounce pass to the far side. Here's Persinger for a long two. No good. It's off the top of the backboard, so a team defensive rebound for West Holmes. And the Knights will inbound the ball with 49 and 6-tenths of a second to play here, quarter number one. Coach Belden barking out the play. Here's Proper up top, bounce pass to Maddie Fair, who's checked back in as well. Fair going to drive the lane, take some contact, has her shot blocked. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Compston. That's a great block by Compston to keep the ball out of the hoop.
It was indeed. Brown gave a good screen going to that low post to enable that shot attempt for West Holmes.
Proper surveys the court, going to lob it up top. Fair comes down with it. Right wing side for Patterson. Patterson, with a hand in her face, has it knocked away, and it'll be Persinger to take it away. And she's going to get called for cradling that ball, and it'll be another turnover, this time on Wayndale. West Holmes now with 26.3 seconds to play here in the first quarter, leading by a point. They'll inbound to the right of the basket. Proper lobbing for McMillan. I think it was in the wrong place there. And that ball never came in play, so it'll be Wayndale basketball underneath the hoop. Or I should say the ball came in play, but was never touched.
There you go. Seven turnovers on the Knights.
Geiser across the timeline, comes near side, hands it off to Matter, working against Fair. She's going to go right wing side for Cleaver. Cleaver takes the dribble. 10 seconds remaining, first quarter, back up top for Geiser. Geiser takes a dribble right side, 5 seconds left. Into the far wing, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And the ball knocked away, a shot after the buzzer there by Cleaver, who got that one through traffic, but that's how we end the first quarter. After 8 minutes, it's a 6-5 lead for the West Holmes Knights. We'll take a timeout and be back here on WKLM.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with can-clad.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
We'll get to the first quarter numbers here in just a moment. Wayndale a little late to break the huddle there. And West Holmes going to get the basketball inbounded. Here's Patterson up top, looking to move onto the right wing side. Drive it poked out of bounds. And again, tough defense being played by Natalie Cleaver here.
Both sides playing excellent defenses early on in the game.
So Klein will look to inbound this one. Knights have a play going on here. She's going to bounce it in. Tried to get it into McMillan, but taking it away there is Persinger. She'll get it up to Geiser. Stretch pass to Matter, who puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. It'll be tied up. So give that as an offensive board to Natalie Cleaver, able to hold on to that one. The ball will stay with Wayndale on the possession arrow.
Wayndale scrapping after the basketball. Gets him an extra attempt here.
Ball's inbounded. Persinger going to give it up. Here's a three from Geiser. No good. Rebound far side by Cleaver on the offensive end. Going to go back up top. Here's Persinger. Back up top to Geiser. Five count going as she works against Proper. Geiser stops, looking to get rid of it. Goes far side. Three ball on the way. No good from Compton. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. Geiser had her foot on the line as she made contact with the ball. That'll be a team rebound for the Knights.
Wayndale 0 of 6 behind the arc. Not finding their rhythm yet.
6-5 the lead for West Holmes. 7:16 to play quarter number two. Fair has the ball poked out of her hands. Gets it back. Finds Wilcox up top. Wilcox going around the horn. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Finds Fair up top. Fair takes some contact. Working hard against Matter. She'll give it up now for McMillan. McMillan top of the key. Can a kick left wing side for Breyer Klein. Klein working against Persinger now. Wants to drive onto that right wing side. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Finds Wilcox, who resets. Back to Klein on the right wing. Klein fakes. Has the ball off her foot as she looks to drive the baseline. That'll be turnover number 9 against West Holmes in the first half.
Klein had three different defenders on their window. Just kept switching their defense. Breyer had nowhere to go.
West Holmes 0 for 0 on from the three-point line in the first quarter. Wayndale 0 of 4. West Holmes 2 of 3 from two-point land. 2 of 5 went the Golden Bears. 2 of 2 for West Holmes as here's a shot on the other end. No good on the floater from Matter. Rebound brought in by Klein. Wayndale was 1 of 1 from the stripe. Here's Fair on the near side as the ball poked away again by Persinger. Tries to get it up top. Ball is loose. We're going to have another tie-up. This will stay with West Holmes. It's Audrey Troyer going to check back in as well as Bella Perry. Troyer has been on the bench for most of the first half after picking up two quick fouls.
Yeah, she got about a minute and a half into this, and she had two.
Klein finds Proper up top. Proper bounce pass back to Klein, left of the lane. Back up top. Here's Wilcox at the top of the key. Trying to get it inside for Fair. Fair had a great lane to the basket, but unable to keep it in. Then she touches the ball while she's over the baseline. It'll be another turnover on the Knights, their 10th.
Yeah, West Holmes had a great play dialed up there, just didn't convert.
So Geiser inbounds this one to Audrey Troyer, who has 2 points so far. So far, neither team really has too much to write home about. Two field goals for each team as here's Geiser looking to change that, but has it roll off the back of the iron. Rebound Maddie Fair, and she stays strong to keep away from Geiser. Stretch pass to Breyer Klein on the right wing side, looking to drive the baseline through contact. Spin move off the glass, give her two.
Great move there by Breyer Klein.
Makes it 8-5. West Holmes in the lead, 5.5 to play quarter number two. Geiser dribbling near side, going to hand this one off up top to Cleaver. Cleaver just left of the lane, now dribbles to the top of the key, kicks right wing side for Troyer. Troyer thought about a long three, now dribbles in, steps back. Here's the three from Troyer, got it.
Well, they've missed her on the floor.
First triple of the ball game, and we are tied for the first time tonight at 8. Proper across the timeline, bounce pass to Fair on the far side. Fair back up top to Wilcox, almost had that ball poked away by Perry. She'll bounce pass left wing side to Klein. Klein working one-on-one with Geiser, takes and dribbles, bounce pass, finds McMillan. She'll put up a floater, no good. Rebound to Persinger. Persinger will give it up to Troyer in the backcourt as the Golden Bears take it the other way. Left wing side for Bella Perry. She'll dribble top of the key, now cuts in. Going to hand it off to Cleaver. Cleaver top of the key, working one-on-one with Klein. Dribbles in, bounce pass to a sprinting Geiser is not able to get that basketball, and that'll be a turnover on the Bears, just their fourth.
Both teams are a little bit out of sync here right now. That was a good-looking play. Just timing wasn't right, Jake.
Patterson's going to check back in for West Holmes. Also, Persinger checks out for the Golden Bears as Spittler checks back in. Proper across the timeline, working one-on-one, almost lost that basketball, finds McMillan. McMillan bounced pass to Patterson up top. Patterson dribbles to the left, now trying to get rid of it to Klein. Klein working one-on-one with Persinger. She'll drive in. I'll correct myself. That's Geiser. And Geiser just steals it from her. Odd man rush going the other way. Geiser going to give way for Troyer, who puts it up. Give her two.
Good transition basketball by the Lady Bears.
She's got 7 points. They now lead at 10-8. Patterson backs up, picks up the dribble, needs help. Trying to lob it in for Wilcox. She's not able to come down with it. Ball is loose, and it will end up being a turnover as Geiser has it. Cleaver far side drives through. Contact made. The block going to be the call against West Holmes. Coach Belton's not happy about it.
Yeah, Briar Klein got back in defensive position. One of them 50-50 calls. Somebody's going to be happy, somebody's not.
Briar Klein up her second team's first of the quarter at the line shooting two. Natalie Cleaver. Cleaver puts it up and tickles the twine. Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Rhodey's IJ Marketplace. Alex will be reporting on all the scores for you from all around the area all the way until midnight. Second attempt is good. Cleaver goes 2 for 2. She has 2 points tonight, and it's a 12-8 Wayndale lead. Proper gets it across the timeline for Klein. Klein dribbles, wanting to drive in, goes straight into the lane, puts it up from the floor, no good. Rebound is loose, it'll be brought in there by Troyer. Troyer trapped in the corner, and a quick timeout by Rick Geiser will save the possession. 12-8 the lead for Wayndale over West Holmes. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout and be back on WKLM.
Crossover Vehicles, there's a tire just for you. Stop by Holmes Tire Incorporated to see the all-season Yokohama Geolander Geo 55. Fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on Yokohama new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other locations in West Salem, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3606.
12-8 the lead for Wayndale over West Holmes here. With 3:19 to play, second quarter. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. Great to have you with us tonight. It'll be Andre Troyer to inbound this one in the backcourt after a huge timeout call to save the possession. Troyer will get it into Cleaver, who gives it right back in the backcourt. Across the timeline is Troyer. She'll bounce past far side, unable to hold on to that pass as matter. It was a little out of her way, and that'll be turnover number 5 on Wayndale. 12 comparatively by West Holmes tonight.
Yeah, there's your difference in the ballgame right there.
Probers across the timeline, dribbles to the far side, picks it up, needs some help, tries to bounce it into Klein. She's able to hold on to it, now kicks it out for McMillan. McMillan driving right side of the lane, throws it up. No good, but she was fouled. She'll shoot a pair.
Great move there by Kara McMillan. Found the opening down the right side, took it all the way to the hole. She'll be rewarded with 2 free throws.
They'll get madder on that. Her first, team's first of the quarter.
It's kind of play West Holmes needs right now. They need to attack the basket, get back in their aggressive mode again, try and get themselves to the free throw line.
McMillan's first attempt is up and good. Give a gift of value that will be used and appreciated this Christmas. Starbread Express Car Wash gift cards and Southside Quick Lube gift certificates provide perfect stocking stuffers that everyone can use. Southside Quick Lube and Starbright Express Car Wash located on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. McMillan 2 for 2 on that trip makes it 12-10. Across the timeline here is Troyer. Bounce pass to Geiser. She wants to drive to the baseline. Now turns around, working against Proper. Kicks it out near side. Troyer for a three. Got it. Her second triple of the quarter makes it 15-10.
She's 2 of 2 behind the arc.
2.5 to play. Got ahead of myself on that one here in the second quarter. Here's Brown. Loses the basketball, gets it back, gets it to Proper near side, inside to Patterson, who has to save it. Far side, sets up a Klein, three, got it.
Much needed.
First night's triple of the night, and that makes it a 2-point game again, 15-13. Across the timeline here is Troyer. Troyer, bounce pass to Geiser, gets past Proper, and that pass intercepted by Proper. She's trying to get it back out. Now trying to lead Breyer Klein, who has to save it. Goes right to Lily
nice
Brown.
Play.
Can't get the shot to fall. Rebound to Cleaver. Cleaver loses the basketball near midcourt. Falling on it is Proper. She is tied up. The ball will stay with Wayndale.
Great athletic play down there by Breyer Klein to save that inbound. Got into Brown, just couldn't make the save.
Thompson going to check back in, and Bella Perry will take a seat. Geiser going to inbound. We'll also see Persinger check back in, and Matter will get a break. 1:46 to play here, quarter number two. It's inbounded to Thompson in the backcourt. She'll give it up for Geiser. Geiser across the timeline, comes back to Thompson on the near side. Brown fell down, but able to get back up. Troyer gets it off the handoff, and she'll rattle in another three.
She's 3 of 3.
18-13, under 90 seconds to play, quarter number two. Across the timeline is Proper, has the ball poked out of her hands again. You can tell she's frustrated. This Golden Bears defense has been all over West Holm so far today.
Yeah, they've really been swarming to the basketball.
Patterson going to take a seat on the bench. Fair checking back in for West Holmes. 1:22 to play. It's inbounded to McMillan. McMillan driving left side, going to kick it to Fair, who's unable to hold on to that basketball. That's turnover number 13.
Yeah, another unforced error by the Knights.
18-13, 1:18 to play here, corner number two. They'll inbound it to Geiser in the backcourt. We'll see if Wayndale wants to go right at it or maybe take some time off the clock. Here's Thompson going to hand it off. Troyer will try a three, answers our question, and hits her fourth triple of the quarter.
No need to relax when you got somebody shooting like that.
Woo. Under a minute to play until halftime. 21-13, the lead for Wayndale. Proper going to take it herself. Throws it up on a prayer, no good. Rebound is going to go off her as her foot's on the line. It'll be a team rebound for the Golden Bears. ...50 seconds to play. Geiser has the ball inbounded to her. She'll cross the timeline, working against Fair, going to the far side. Hands it off to Troyer, tried to get it to Thompson, and she will double dribble. Thought it was more of a walk than a double dribble, but
I would say.
Either way, it's a turnover on the Golden Bears, their seventh. West Holmes basketball with 38 and 9-tenths of a second to play in the quarter. Proper inbounds the ball, crosses the timeline, gets a screen, lobbing it into Brown on the right block. Brown, through contact, kicks it out. Klein for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Lily Brown. She'll try a three. Misses everything. Rebound going to be brought in, though. Out by Andre Troyer. She steps on the baseline while holding the ball. It'll stay with West Holmes.
So she'll get the rebound and a turnover.
She disagrees with the call, I think, just from her body language.
I would agree with what you say. And Coach Geiger does, too. He wants an explanation. She caught it right on the end line.
She's trying to throw it off a West Holmes player after she went and high-pointed that one.
Yep.
Proper going to look to inbound this one, getting close to a five. Tosses it up top, too tall for McMillan. Klein will collect it at midcourt. 15 seconds to play. Breyer Klein, bounce pass inside. Karen Millen can't get it to fall. Rebound is out. They're going to say again off of Wayndale, so a team offensive board for West Holmes with 11 and 4-tenths of a second to play.
Chance to cut into this lead.
Proper looking to inbound underneath the hoop. Gets it into Klein in the corner. Geiser's all over her. Pokes the ball loose. And let's see here. They're trying to... Neither official really saw it. They're going to talk about it here. It'll stay with West Holmes.
And Geiser's hands in there being awful pesky, making it hard for West Holmes to get it in.
7.2 seconds to play. Proper up top for Fair, who gets it. Fair dribbles into the lane, gets it up off the glass, no good. Rebound to Troyer. 1 second, three-quarter court heave will fall well short. You can give a board, though, to Cleaver as she catches that ball out of the air. And that'll take us to halftime. 21-13, the lead for the Wayndale Golden Bears. After two quarters, we'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward.
Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop by Rhodey's IG Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Tis the season of joy and giving here at the Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency, located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
Halftime here at Wayndale, 21-13, the lead for the Wayndale Golden Bears. And it was actually West Holmes, after going down early, they stormed back to take a 6-5 lead after the first quarter. But the Golden Bears outscored the Knights 16-7 in the second frame to go into halftime, leading 21-13. And a big reason they outscored the Knights 16, actually the only reason they outscored the Knights 16-7 in that third quarter, Audrey Troyer came off the bench, hit four threes, and scored 16 points herself. She scored 14 in that second frame, has 16 for the game, on 4 of 4 from downtown and 2 of 2 from two-point land. After that, Bella Perry has 3 for the Golden Bears, 2 for Natalie Cleaver. Those both come from the charity stripe. On the other side, Briar Klein leading the way for West Holmes. She has 5 points. On 1 of 3 from downtown, 1 of 3 from two-point land. 4 points for Zelina Proper, who has got those at the 1 of 2 from two-point land, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. 2 each from Kara McMillan, who had 2 from the free throw line, and Lily Brown had 2. That was a field goal. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake. 4 West Holmes in the first half from three-point land. They would go just 1 of 3 for 33%, while Wayndale, you heard it all, Audrey Troyer, they're 4 of 10 behind the arc. Troyer's got all of them. That's good for 40%. West Holmes, 3 of 10 from two-point range for 30%. Wayndale, 3 of 9 for 33%. Both teams perfect from the free throw line. West Holmes, 4 for 4. Wayndale, 3 of 3. Both teams grabbed 11 rebounds. West Holmes, 13 turnovers. Wayndale has just 8.
Lily Brown leading in the rebounding department. She has 3 defensive rebounds, 1 offensive rebound. Natalie Cleaver has 4, 2 on each end for Wayndale. And, Troy, if I'm West Holmes, I'm going into the locker room and saying, we do not let Audrey Troyer touch the ball in the third quarter.
Well, if you don't think she's a spark plug messing her on the floor, well, when she went out with them 2 fouls, now you know, because she is. She can do a lot of things with the basketball. And I'm telling you, she can spot up and shoot the 3, as she's proved here. We've seen her do that many times. So Troyer's definitely a handful. They've got to keep an eye on her, Jake.
How many times in a game like this, though, have we seen Briar Klein jump out the second or third quarter after an off-shooting night for most of the team, just put the team on her back and get them back into it?
Blair has a motor that does not quit. The girl plays hard every play of the game out there, and she'll keep playing, and she'll keep shooting the basketball. You know, and she made a couple of good moves in the second quarter to get a couple of big buckets to keep the Knights in this ball game. So, yeah, watch for Briar to do something here in the second half. And, you know, Zelina Proper, she's a great athlete out there, needing her to do something. But Lily Brown, you got to love her effort coming off the bench. She comes in, gets you rebounds, gets you quick points. She's all effort and all hustle.
Meanwhile, if you're Wayndale, you want to keep that on-ball defense going. I mean, just one player in particular, Kylie Geiser, just keeps poking that ball out.
You do. And she's not scored a lot tonight, but they don't need her to. Her defense has been outstanding. You mentioned it off air. This is some of the best off-ball defense we've seen so far this year, Jake. Wayndale is doing a great job denying the passing lanes, which is keeping the ball and the defender on the basketball longer, which is leading up to these 13 turnovers. Wayndale's defense has been stellar tonight.
21-13, the lead for Wayndale here at halftime. We'll come back with the second half next on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
We invite you to visit Keim Home Center in Charm during the holiday kickoff event, November 24th through December 6th. Save 10% on select departments, plus get a $20 Keim gift card for every $100 spent across select brands. Keim will be closed on Thursday, November 27th for Thanksgiving. Visit us online at KeimCompany.com for more details. We'll see you November 24th through December 6th for the holiday kickoff event at Keim Home Center in Charm.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
Getting set for second half action, Wayndale leading West Holmes 21-13 here as we get ready for the third quarter. It'll be West Holmes basketball as Klein inbounds it to Proper, and Wayndale going to show pressure right away. They hand it off to McMillan, far side. She's trying to get away here from Cleaver. Gets it inside to Klein. Ball squirts free. Troyer takes it away. Troyer in a three-on-three going the other way. She lost it off her foot, and we'll start the half on two turnovers.
They're in the giving spirit already. It's Christmas time, giving the ball up. One turnover each.
Ball inbounded to Proper in the backcourt. Proper crosses the timeline, gets it to Klein. Now left wing side for Fair. Fair back up top for Wilcox. Wilcox takes a dribble, resets to the right wing side, trying to find Klein down low. Klein gets a screen, working one-on-one now with Compton. Dribbles back towards the right wing side. Bounce pass to a driving Proper, who is fouled on the floor. And they're going to get Compton on that one. That'll be her first, team's first of the quarter.
Good recognition. Briar Klein saw Proper cutting down the left side, gave her a great bounce pass.
West Holmes thought she was shooting.
Oh, my. Reach on the floor is what they're calling.
I thought that's what it could have been, the hit as she was driving by. They'll get it inbounded to McMillan. She'll kick it into the corner for Wilcox. Wilcox trying to get into McMillan, had the ball taken away. Kara McMillan right in there to tie it up, but it will be a West Holmes turnover and give the ball back to the Golden Bears.
15 turnovers on the Lady Knights.
Maddie Bainey to inbound this ball in the backcourt, gets it into Troyer. Troyer getting some pressure before midcourt from Proper, dribbles it and passes it to Compton on the near side. Compton back up top now for Geiser, wants to drive left side, throws it off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around and it'll be grabbed by Briar Klein. Klein, right wing side, thought about a three, now drives in and trying to call a foul, trying to draw a foul with Troyer, and she's going to get called for the block.
Well, that's going to be number three on Troyer.
Now, I respect the hustle there from Troyer, and depending on where an official was, that could have drawn an offensive foul call, but looks like both players started that contact as Klein's three is off the front rim. Geiser gets the board. Right wing side, three on the way from Matter, no good. Rebound is brought in by Persinger. Her putback, no good. Proper finally gets it for West Holmes. Proper across the timeline, dribbles, wants to drive in. Now jump stop, kicks it out to McMillan, who drills into the lane. Right wing side, count the bucket, and one for McMillan.
Great drive around the horn by Kara McMillan, gets the bucket, and one. Nice, needed that one bad.
And Compton will pick up her second, team's third of the quarter.
A good aggressive move right there by Kara McMillan. 5'6 junior guard, took it right to the hoop.
McMillan's attempt no good. Got her own board. Puts it up off the glass. Give her two.
Big hustle play by Kara.
She misses the free throw but gets two instead, and it's a 21-17 game, back to a four-point deficit for the Knights. Geiser across the timeline, moves to the left wing side, gives it up to Matter. Matter dribbles in, now steps back, driving in against Fair to the double team, lost the ball. Proper keeps it in, but her back was on the baseline.
It's going to be a turnover each direction there.
Yes, it will.
Remember, Troyer's on the bench again with three fouls for Wayndale. West Holmes can do some damage here.
5:59 to play, quarter number three. They put the ball down already at a two count. They'll get it in to Matter. Back up top and around the horn to Geiser at the top of the key. Left wing side for Cleaver. She picks up her dribble with Klein all over her, and now Proper takes it away. Proper one-on-one to the hoop through contact, lays it up and in for two.
With the left hand, great job, Zelina.
21-19. Wayndale still in front, but a two-point ball game. Geiser gets past Proper, now drives in, kicks a right wing side. Compton has a go off her face. Wilcox picks it up, finds Fair, who will dish it to Proper, now across the timeline for Klein, who was one on three the other way. She has to go collect it in the far corner. driving the baseline. She'll be fouled. They're going to give that one on Geyser for a little too much contact, and the Knights will be in the bonus the rest of the way out.
Yeah, Briar Klein did a great job fighting through that defense to draw the foul. Love her tenacity in this third quarter.
Well, we're going to see Bainey check in as well as Perry and I believe Persinger. Is that ball inbounded into the corner? Driving in here is Proper, puts it up through contact. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot two. And I'll correct myself, it wasn't Persinger, it was Spittler checking in. Her first, team's fifth of the quarter, and there's still 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third.
A little different game here this second half. I love how Westholm is coming out and attacking the basket. That's got them back in the game.
First attempt is up and good by Proper. She now has seven and has a chance to tie it with this one. Second attempt is up, got them both. And we are tied at 21, the first time we've been tied since it was eight apiece. And West Holmes coming out a lot like they did in the second half of that tri-way game.
Yep.
As they'll get it across the timeline and then a timeout from Rick Geyser. We'll take a timeout, tied at 21, 5:09 to play third quarter here on WKLM.
It's the kids from Deanna and Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
brick chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
DNM Rocks!
Don't forget to stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. Brought to you on this fine and chilly Monday evening by Rohde's IGA Marketplace. Alex Bass will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Also, folks, going to have some snow coming into the area later tonight, so make sure you are prepared. Remember, WKLM is your school closing station. If any schools close tomorrow, Melissa Patrick will have them bright and early for you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on WKLM.
You said fine and chilly in the same sentence. That's not fine. Chilly's not fine.
Well, it's not snowing yet, so
well, okay.
It's still fine.
Okay, gotcha.
Ball inbounded. They'll get it back to Geyser. Geyser going to the far side. And will reset the offense on the left wing. She wants to drive in, reverses, kicks it to the corner for Matter. She drives in, kicks it back out for Spittler. Spittler right side of the lane, kicks it out. Bainey fakes a three and will reset back to Geyser. Spittler. Golden Bears trying to take some time off the clock here and aren't going to settle for a bad shot.
Yep, good patience here by the Golden Bears.
Right wing side for Geyser. She'll dribble in, kicks the left wing side. Bainey's open for three. Got it.
Run some offense, you get a good shot.
How many times over the last couple seasons, Troy, have we seen Bainey hit big threes in big moments?
That was one of them.
Kara McMillan, right wing side, going to find Fair up top. Fair dribbles, goes to the right wing side, has the ball poked away, but Proper right there to corral it with 4:10 to play here, third quarter. Finds Klein on the far side. Klein kicks it to McMillan. She drives the baseline, puts up the floater from under the basket. No good. Rebound is tipped. Still loose on the floor, and it'll be tied up there between Spittler and Patterson. Possession arrow goes to the Knights. I think that one goes as an offensive team rebound.
It does indeed. That's what I'll mark it. West Holmes basketball baseline out of bounds.
Up top for Patterson on the left wing side. Kicks it to the right wing side.
Moving screen call here on West Holmes.
We're going to get a moving screen against the Knights. Folks, we would like to apologize if you're tuning back in on FM 95.3. It seems we had some technical difficulties and lost our signal at first. That McMillan's called for her second illegal screen of the night, so we should be back up on FM 95.3 as well as the WKLM YouTube page. Far side. That's Geyser with the ball, dribbling in, bounce pass inside, going to be kicked out. Bainey for three again. Back iron that time. Rebound brought in by McMillan, but no, poked away. So give the offensive board to Bainey. She's then fouled by Klein. And we've had more fouls in the third quarter than we had the rest of the game.
Well, both teams come out in this third quarter on fire defensively, just playing really intense basketball.
Breyer Klein picks up her third, team's second of the quarter. Bainey hands it off in the backcourt. As Geiser moves it on the right wing side, kick down to Matter. Back up top, three ball on the way. Bainey back iron, no good. Rebound through the legs of McMillan, and Patterson picks it up. Patterson, odd man rush going the other way. Will lose it, kicks it out. Brown tries a long two, got it. Lily Brown has two more, and it's a 24-23 game. Wayndale still on top with under 3 minutes to play here, quarter number three. Matter has it, dribbles to the free throw line, now going to take it to the hoop. Underhanded layup, no good, but she was fouled on the way there. I think Brown thinks this one will be called against her, and it will be.
Good move there by Matter, freshman. She is a good-looking ball player. You can see she's a little bit raw yet, but the talent is there.
So Matter at the line, shooting a pair here. Looking for her first point. She won't get it that time. Are you thinking of remodeling or building a new home? Visit Bear Carpet One in Sugar Creek. They have a large selection of carpet, laminate, tile, vinyl, and hardwood flooring. Financing is available. Call Bear Carpet One today at 330-852-3890. Missed them both. Rebound still loose on the floor. Brown picks it up, but then she walks. So give the board to Brown, then a turnover against her as she, the force of her ripping that ball away from a defender caused her to move the plant foot.
Brown's got five rebounds on the night for the Knights.
Maddie Miller going to lob this one up top. Coming down with it's going to be Perry. Perry gets it back up top for Matter, who finds Geiser. Geiser, top of the key, wants to drive left side of the lane. Thought about kicking it out. Now back up top. Matter thought about a three. Drives in. Throws up the underhanded layup. No good. Breyer Klein with the board. She'll dish to Proper. Knights with a chance to take the lead. Right wing side, McMillan through some contact as the ball poked loose. It'll be another West Holmes turnover as Miller picked it up off the court. Geiser across the timeline working against Patterson. Driving in. Picks up her dribble. Goes back up top for Perry. Right wing side for Matter. Matter back to Geiser. Geiser driving in left side of the lane. Dishes in the corner. Here's Cleaver for three. No good. Offense board. No, it's poked away and McMillan will pick it up. Across the timeline comes Klein working one-on-three. She wants to go one-on-one with Geiser.
Nice move.
Fadeaway, no good. McMillan, offensive board, put back, poked away before she can get it off. Give that rebound to Cleaver. So a blocked shot on that attempt from McMillan. Cleaver comes up with the basketball. 24-23, 90 seconds to play, third quarter. Geiser almost walked there, and now Patterson will take the ball out of her hands.
Great double
team. She finds Brown, and going the other way is Klein. Klein driving in the right side of the lane, wants to throw it up underhanded.
Oh, Breyer.
And she gets it to fall.
Oh, my. Nice move.
West Holmes takes the lead 25-24. Timeout, West Holmes. We'll be back on WKLM.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Again, folks, we'd like to apologize for the technical difficulties. If you're listening to us on FM 95.3, we had some equipment and or internet issues. One of two things happened. I'm not sure which one yet. So I had to get us back on the YouTube stream back at the ranch. Blaisdon Mullins, as well as Alex Mass, doing a great job back there. And don't forget,
yep,
they'll have the scores for you all the way till midnight after this one. Here's Matter to bring it up and across the timeline. 107 to play. West Holmes leading 25-24. They'll give it up to Perry. Perry going to give it up to Troyer, who's in there playing with three fouls. Her floater is up and good to give the lead back to the Golden Bears with under a minute to play, third quarter. Left wing side, McMillan going to get it. Throws it up, no good. And a late block call in the fourth foul, I think, going to go against Troyer.
Indeed. Trying to draw that charge, you got to know when you're playing with three fouls, trying to take a charge is not always the thing you want to do. That's an iffy call.
I can understand her frustration with the late whistle as McMillan will miss the front end of that one. So Troyer's back out now. Geiser checks in.
Well, Troyer's been the spark plug here for Wayndale tonight.
Second attempt is up and good for McMillan. We're tied at 26.
We got a ball game.
Geiser across the timeline. Bounce pass to the near side. Finds Perry. Perry dribbles up top, trying to get inside to Geiser on the block. Geiser in with contact. Kicks it back out up top to Matter with 32 seconds to play in the quarter. Matter working one-on-one against McMillan. Going to give it up to Cleaver out on the left wing. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Geiser bounce pass. Finds Maddie Miller. Back up top for Perry, and back on the left wing side now for Matter. 14 seconds to play in the quarter. Now Geiser has it. Working against Proper. Geiser top of the key, bounce pass to the near side for Perry. Gets it back to Geiser. Geiser step back, kicks it out for Cleaver for three. No good. Rebound tip. Geiser has it. She will not get the shot off. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. After three, we are tied at 26. We'll be back on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door. People you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Eerily similar to last week's game at Carmichael Court at the Miller Family Arena at Triway, with these two teams going back and forth. This time it's Wayndale and West Holmes tied at 26 as we start the fourth. Wayndale basketball. Geiser has it. Dribbles on the right wing side underneath, trying to find Cleaver. She saves the ball, but then trying to throw it down to the far side, will lose it out of bounds, and that'll be turnover number 14 against the Golden Bears tonight. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. 7:48 to play here in the third quarter. As Proper gets it across the timeline to Klein. Klein finds Patterson. Patterson has the ball poked away, and it'll be picked up by Cleaver, who tried to throw it off Patterson. Ball's on the floor. Proper has it, threw it away, and it was last touched by Bella Perry, who's trying to get in there, and I think just wrestled it away. It'll stay with West Holmes as Persinger and Compson will check back in.
Both teams just continue to play scrappy defense.
Lobbed in towards Wilcox, but McMillan has to take it off the tip. She wants to take it straight to the hoop. Now resets. Finds Wilcox. Wilcox off the glass. No good. Rebound brought in by Cleaver. She's going to give it up to Geiser, who will bring it up the backcourt. Proper will meet her at midcourt. Comes to the near side. Now drives onto the left wing side. Resets back up top to Compston. Back on the right wing side to Matter. Back up top, Cleaver. Now Matter gets it inside. Cleaver going to go back, resets on the right wing side. Cross court to Geiser. Wilcox in her face. Geiser drives in, kicks right wing side. Cleaver driving in again. Jump stops at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Matter. Matter top of the key, goes left wing side for Geiser. 6:45 to play here, quarter number four. Geiser going to drive the lane. Resets, kicks back out up top for Persinger to take a three. No good. Rebound brought in by Klein, and she'll be tied up
The ball will stay with West Holmes, and we stay tied at 26.
Yeah, Briar Klein grabbed her fifth rebound of the night as well.
Third quarter numbers, courtesy of Troy Fritz. West Holmes, 0 of 1 from downtown, 4 of 6 from two-point land, 3 of 5 from the stripe. They had 11 rebounds, 6 turnovers. We'll get to the Wayndale side of the next stoppage. It's McMillan's bounce pass for Patterson. I don't think that Patterson knew what was coming as she was working against Matter. Wayndale, 1 of 5 from downtown in the third, 1 of 6 from two-point land, 0 of 2 from the charity stripe, 7 rebounds, 5 turnovers for the Golden Bears in the third quarter. Almost another turnover, and it will be a turnover, as Matter was trying to hold on to that one, stepped on the line.
Did that right in front of your bench, too, right in front of your coach. You never want to do that.
Klein will get an inbounded to Proper, who crosses the timeline. Looking to move on the right wing side. Cuts back up top, picks up her dribble. Underhanded pass was off the mark. Geiser took it away. Her pass tipped, and it'll be taken away by the Knights and Patterson. Klein on the other end. Underhanded layup, no good. Offensive board, Wilcox. Her putback, no good. Geiser gets the final board on that one. 5:53 to play here. Fourth quarter tied at 26. West Holmes outscored Wayndale 13-5 in the third frame. Driving in now here is Matter, steps back, wants to reset on the right wing, pokes the ball loose. Klein trying to get to it, couldn't get there. Geiser has to pick up her dribble. Oh, pardon me, she had her dribble still, kicks it down to Matter in the right corner. Has the ball taken away, Klein gets another steal, and she'll cross midcourt. Looking to reset on the near side, now goes back towards the top of the key. Directing traffic, gets a screen, moves right wing side, driving in one on two, kicks it out to Wilcox. Wilcox driving in now, kicks it out. Patterson for a left wing three, no good. Rebound is loose, it's on the floor, it'll be a tie up. Oh, and now a foul. Who's going to pick up that foul? They're going to call Compton on the foul.
Indeed, so call that way out.
An offensive team rebound. Compton picks up her third. So the ball's inbounded. Proper has it, finds Klein. Klein dribbles in, bounce pass underneath, trying to find Patterson, no good. Audrey Troyer back on the court, playing with four fouls for the Golden Bears.
Well, she has been their lone spark plug, and she does them no good on the bench. She's going to play it out with four fouls, see how long she can go.
18 points tonight. No one else has more than three for the Golden Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Thompson has it right wing side, gives it up for Troyer with Brown in her face. She's going to get a screen pass, now drops back, wants to drive in, throws it up off the glass, give her two.
Right to the hole, hesitation dribble, got herself open.
20 points now for Troyer, 28-26. The Golden Bears reclaim the lead. Klein has it, dribbles to the right wing side, trying to bounce pass inside, but Klein's going to get called for scooping that ball. Timeout West Holmes, down by two, 4:18 to play here. Quarter number four, we'll take it with them and be back on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricore Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricore Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
TMK Farm Service offers a large variety of quality feed for your farm animals, household pets, and exotic animals, including being a dealer for Kallenbach and Purina Mills. Organic feeds, animal supplies, water softener pellets, ice melts, and so much more. TMK Farm Service, locations in Sugar Creek, Berlin, New Bedford, and their organic facility in Holmesville. Right wing side, Geiser for three off the inbound. She got it.
Boy, she's been quiet. She won't keep her quiet all night.
Her first points of the night, 31-26, the lead for the Golden Bears. Proper across the timeline, fakes the handoff, and she's called for a double dribble. I think her and Patterson were not on the same page there. It leads to the 25th turnover on the night.
Don't look at that stat hard.
Troyer. Driving to the right wing side. Hands it off to Geiser once again. She'll get loose in the paint. Kicks it out. Cleaver for a left wing three. Got it.
Oh, just like that. Wendy on fire.
34-26. Now all of a sudden an 8-point deficit. Bounce inside for Brown. She's going to try to get it to Klein. Left wing three for her.
Answer.
Her second triple of the night. West Holmes only has two of them. Breyer Klein has 10 points. Hand off to Geiser once again. She'll drive in. Bounce pass inside for Persinger. No good. Rebound is loose on the floor to be picked up by Geiser. She missed the shot. Compstein got an offensive rebound, missed the putback. And now Klein, through contact, falls over. Going to be called for the travel after picking up a defensive board.
A flurry of activity underneath the boards.
Troyer going to get it in to Geiser right away. She goes back to Troyer in the corner, working against Fair. Back up top on the left wing side for Geiser. She head fakes, drives in, tries to kick it out. Will be poked away there by Breyer Klein and out for a throw in on the near side with under three to play here in the fourth.
Breyer's been really active this second half. Hands everywhere. Great defense.
Turner inbound it in front of her own bench. Gets it in. Back to her from Compton right away. She'll take a few dribbles, and the Golden Bears going to break out the four corners. You don't see a whole lot of teams that do it, and a travel going to be called against Cleaver. I think Klein was going to foul her if she didn't travel.
It looked that way, yes.
19 turnovers on the Golden Bears. Across the timeline, here is Proper. She has the ball poked out of bounds by Cleaver. Klein will look to inbound this one, finds Proper. Down by five. 2.5 to play. Proper trying to get it into Brown. She'll be fouled by Compton. Compton now has four. Her first, team's first of the quarter.
Brown did a great job establishing her position, getting Compton on her back to force that foul. That was a good play by Brown.
Proper looking to inbound this one underneath the hoop. Will lob it up top. Fair comes down with it. Wants to dribble to the left wing side. Going to get it back to Klein. Klein working one-on-one against Geiser. Drops back. Looking right wing side, now drives in left side, kicks it into the corner. Fair drives the left baseline, throws it up. No good. Rebound by Compton. She'll get rid of it to Troyer to keep it out of harm's way. Proper. Gonna meet Troyer in the backcourt. She'll get rid of it to Geiser. Back to the four corners go the Golden Bears. Something a lot of teams in this area used to do a whole lot of, but it's been a dying breed. And with the shot clock seemingly imminent in Ohio,
yeah. It'll
continue to go that way as Proper calling for the foul, her first, team's first of the quarter.
Yeah, so Wendell can really control his clock just by letting West Holmes foul. They've got four to give yet.
A timeout going to be called by Rick Geiser, and the Golden Bears will take it with them and be back on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Well, stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Rhodey's IGA. Alex Mass will have all the scores for you all the way until midnight. Again, folks, don't forget to keep in mind the weather before you get on the road tomorrow. Tune in for Melissa tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. If we have any school closings to pass along to you, we'll do it. And also, we got day three of Share a Christmas starting bright and early at 6 a.m.
What a great effort here by WKLM. Share a Christmas helping a lot of families in our area. Jake, appreciate the work you're doing there all day long.
Well, it's such a great thing to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Back in action here. 2 minutes to go in this one. Persinger just got it in, and a foul going to be called. Proper put in the hip check there.
Good show of sportsmanship. Want to make sure she was all right. hit the ground hard.
Lobbed into the backcourt to Geiser. And they'll break out the four corners again. Fair chasing Geiser will be to the near side for Persinger. Got away from McMillan. Back up top to Troyer. Troyer going to be fouled again by Proper. That's Proper's third, all here in the fourth quarter. But 14 seconds have come off the clock since the timeout. West Holmes has to foul two more times. Troyer inbounds to Geiser in the backcourt. She'll be fouled by Fair back there. Fair's first, team's fourth. So now Wayndale in the bonus from here on out. Troyer inside, the ball almost taken away there. The two players collide and a timeout called, and a good job by Cleaver to grab that ball and allow her coach to call that timeout. It'll be another, let's see here, it's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here for this one. 1:41 to play, 34-29. West Holmes still has to foul one more time to start shooting for possession.
Yeah, and they're going to need to do that to kill this clock here. Wendell doing a good job keeping keep away with the basketball here, working that clock. Good job of game management there by Coach Geiser, recognizing the foul difference situation.
Now, how about Breyer Klein coming in that almost took that ball away from Cleaver, ends up tipping it up. Cleaver just able to get back to it.
Well, you said it here before the half started. How many times have we seen Breyer Klein put their team on their back? And she's done that this second half. She has really willed West Holmes back into this ball game.
10 points for Breyer Klein tonight to go along with 5 rebounds. Troyer will inbound it far side, lobs it to Compson in the backcourt, who almost walked with that ball. Now she's going to lose it out of bounds.
Great job by the Knights.
West Holmes will have the basketball. And like I said, shades of the game at Triway last week.
Indeed.
And how the Titans got back into it. Lobbed into Proper. Proper falls down with it, gets it in through. A timeout going to be called as Proper maintained possession. And we'll take it with him. 1.5 to play. 34-29 the lead for Wayndale. We'll be back on WKLM.
Make a difference this holiday season as you shop for your Christmas decor. The Pomeran Hospital Auxiliary invites you to their 16th Annual Christmas Festival on December 5th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and December 6th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Berlin Grand Hotel. View over 100 beautifully decorated trees, wreaths, and more, all crafted by local businesses and available for purchase. Proceeds support Pomeran's mission of caring for our community's health. Admission is $5 and kids 14 and under are free. Mark your calendar for this festive fundraiser at the Pomeran Hospital Auxiliary Christmas Festival, located at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
Klein tried to inbound that one to Proper. Cleaver took it away. Ball is loose. It'll go out. Last touch by the Knights. It stays with Wayndale. So that golden opportunity, nothing comes out of it. You got the turnover. You saved the ball with a timeout. But now you are either going to have to get a turnover on the inbound here or foul.
Wendell's going to probably try to keep a little, play a little keep away.
Compson has it, and she will be fouled by Lily Brown, who will pick up her second, team's fifth. Compson going to the stripe to shoot a pair.
Hasn't been there yet tonight.
Compson, no points so far tonight. She'll shoot this one right-handed, throws it up, got it.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's something about these Wayndale teams. There's really not one player you can say that's the one I want shooting free throws, because a lot of them are very, very competent free throw shooters.
Well, they are, and they work hard at it. It's something they practice every day.
It's such a lost art.
It is.
She'll go 2 for 2 on that one. Makes it 36-29. 1:24 to play in this one. Proper gets it to Klein. Goes left wing side, Fair. Fair on the left wing. As it'll be back up top to Klein. Now McMillan, top of the key, left wing side, Proper, some contact. Cleaver going to get called for a foul. Her first, team's third of the quarter.
Really doesn't hurt Wayndale. It makes West Holmes reset here with 1:10 left.
So 1:10 to go. West Holmes has 2 timeouts remaining. Wayndale 1. Fair gets it to Klein on the left wing side. Klein, cross court to Maddie Fair, looking to reset. And now a timeout called by West Holmes. 63 seconds to play. A full timeout. We'll take it with him. Be back on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Well, we're getting close to a minute remaining here. 36-29, the lead for Wayndale. Each team has one timeout. Wayndale in the bonus. Wayndale has committed three fouls in this quarter. And it is a seven-point lead for the Golden Bears. We were tied at 26 after three. But the Golden Bears so far have outscored West Holmes 10-3 here in the fourth quarter.
Knights need a bucket right here on this possession.
Klein to inbound far side. She does have a timeout if she gets in trouble, but she'll get it into Proper in midcourt. Under a minute to play in the fourth quarter. Breyer Klein, bounce pass to McMillan. McMillan needs some help, finds Brown up top. Brown takes a dribble, goes right wing side for Fair. Fair driving in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Brown puts it up, no good. Rebound loose, it is on the floor, it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Golden Bears with 38.2 to play. So Proper will look to inbound this one. Surveys the court. Bounce pass inside to Klein. The ball's knocked down. It'll be tied up. Possession arrow favors the Golden Bears. And we'll see Bella Perry check back in. Cleaver will check out.
West Holmes burned a lot of time there. Down 7 points. Just got one shot off in about 35 seconds.
Troyer baseball pass to a wide open Persinger who will take it to the hoop and lay it in for two.
Close pattern.
Her first points of the night. We're under 30 seconds to play. 38-29. The 9-point lead. Brown dribbles, now passes inside to Fair on the block who has the ball poked away. She touched it last. It's Wayndale basketball with 18 seconds.
Not looking good for the Lady Knights right here.
Here's Troyer to inbound it once again. Fakes the baseball pass. Gets it into Geyser, who will be fouled by Fair, picking up her second. Fair will go to the other side and shoot two with 16.6 to play. This to make it a 10-point game.
A rarity here. Geyser going to the free throw line just for the first time tonight. She usually makes several trips there per game.
Geyser so far tonight, only 3 points, and they came here in the fourth. First attempt is up and good.
West Holmes came out with a game plan to deny her the basketball, and they did a good job with it.
So guys will get the second shot here. Puts it up. Back iron, no good. Rebound going to be tipped all the way out to Proper. She'll send to Fairs one-on-one. We'll throw it up off the glass, give her two. Maddie Fair's first points makes it 39-31. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and a foul going to be called. McMillan will be calling for fouling Troyer, and that'll send Troyer to the line with 2.5 seconds to play. Troyer, is this her first trip to the line?
Indeed it is.
And she'll make the front end. That'll give her 21 points on the night. It's a second attempt. She'll miss that one. Offensive board, Persinger. She fights for the ball. The final buzzer sounds, and that's how we get to our final score. Wayndale, 40. West Holmes, 31. We'll wrap it up next on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Driving close to power lines is usually safe, but accidents can happen unexpectedly. Do you know what to do if you come across downed power lines? Step one, stay inside your vehicle for safety. It's often safer than being outside with live cables. Simultaneously, dial 911 for immediate assistance. Step two, also ensure that no one approaches the vehicle. It's advisable to maintain a distance of at least 50 feet from the car. To learn more, reach out to your local co-op for additional information.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free and carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Final score in this one, it was Wayndale 40 and West Holmes 31. Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you to wrap this one up. West Holmes would actually take a lead in the first quarter after going down early. They'd come back, lead after 8 minutes, 6-5. But Wayndale would outscore the Knights 16-7 in the second frame to make it a 21-13 lead going into halftime. West Holmes gets the upper hand in the third frame, outscoring Wayndale 13-5. The two teams will be tied at 26 going into the final 8 minutes, but Wayndale would pull ahead, outscoring West Holmes 14-7 in the final frame to win by the final score of 40-31. Audrey Troyer, when she was on the court and not in foul trouble, could do no wrong tonight. She finishes with a game-high 21 points. She went 4 of 4 from behind the arc, 4 of 4 from two-point land, and would have been perfect shooting on the night if it weren't for one missed free throw at the end of the ball game. From the floor, she shot a perfect 100%, a perfect 8 for 8 tonight, which you don't see many high schoolers going a perfect 8 for 8. She led all scorers in this one. After that, Kylie Geiser finishes with, pardon me here, folks, 3 points, 4 points. I had to make sure I had my math right there. 5 points for Natalie Cleaver, 3 each for Bainey and Perry and 2 each for Compson and Persinger. On the other side for West Holmes, Breyer Klein had the hot hand tonight, mostly in the second half. She goes 2 of 5 from downtown, 2 of 6 from two-point land to pace the team with 10 points. Zelina Proper added 8. She went 2 of 3 from two-point land, 4 of 4 from the stripe. 7 points added by Kara McMillan, 3 of them coming and the charity stripe, 2 from 4 from Lily Brown and 2 from Maddie Fair got us to our final score of 40-31. Now with the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake. For West Holmes on the night, they would go just 2 of 7 behind the arc. That's for 28%. Wayndale was 7 of 18 for 38%. From the floor, Wayndale 6 of 20, good for 30%. West Holmes 9 of 24 for 38%. From the free throw line, Knight shot 67%. That was 6 of 9 on the night. Wayndale went 7 of 12 for 58%. Rebounding advantage goes to the Knights. They grabbed 28 rebounds to 23 by Wayndale. Turnover advantage was, here's the story of the ballgame. West Holmes turned it over 29 times, Wayndale 20.
Leading the way in the rebound department ends up being Natalie Cleaver. She'll finish with 6, 2 on the offensive end. 5 from Kylie Geiser, then 3 from Troyer, Compson, and Persinger, 2 from Bainey on the other side. Breyer Klein paces the way in that one. 5 defensive rebounds, or pardon me, Lily Brown had 6. She had 2 on the offensive end. Then it was Klein. 4 from McMillan, 2 each from Proper and Wilcox, 1 each from Fair and Patterson and Troy. Again, we saw good things out of the West Holmes Knights, but some costly turnovers at key times kept them from getting to victory in this one.
And it is turnovers. When you look back at this ball game, they'll watch tape. They're going to, you know, if they take care of the basketball, they probably win this ball game. So turnovers is something they've got to clean up, but you've got to give Wayndale a lot of credit for that. They came out and played great defense, as did the Knights. This was a great defensive battle here by both squads tonight. Wayndale, it was Audrey Troyer, though, her sharp shooting tonight is what really propelled them to the victory.
And as you were talking about good things from Wayndale, too, yeah. Their defense. Man, the Wayne County Athletic League, beware. I know Downton already got in the plus column with them, but that defense, yeah, especially in that first half from the Golden Bears, was something to behold.
They did a great job of ball denial, denying the passing lanes, really gave West Holmes fits. It had a hard time figuring out that defense in the first half. West Holmes had a little more success in the second half, but Wayndale, this is a good ball club. It's going to get better. They've got some nice young ball players out there, as does West Holmes. These are two teams that, you know what, these early season games are great tune-ups. It makes you, kind of gives you a metric of what you've got to do to get better, and now on to the regular season they go into the league play and so forth.
Well, Wayndale improves their record to 2-2 on the season. Their next game will be on Thursday at Northwestern for their second Wayne County League tilt of the season. West Holmes' next opponent will get OCC play started. They're going to go down. They're going to host the Red Hot Quakers of New Philadelphia on the 7th. That's going to be on Wednesday, or the third Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I'll get it one of these times.
You got it.
So the schedule doesn't get any easier after that. You got New Philly, Mansfield Senior, who's down, but then you've got Worcester, Lexington, Dover, and Loudonville, all before Christmas.
Football just ended. We're right in the heart of it already, Jake. What happened?
I'm not sure. Football's still going on, you know. We got the one local team remaining. We got the Hillsdale Falcons. I know, much to your chagrin there.
They knocked out the Danville Blue Devils last week, but hey, you know, good year for them.
Good luck to the Hillsdale Falcons. Saturday they're going to be playing at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for a state football championship. That's going to just about do it for us. Troy, always great to work with you.
My pleasure, Jake. We're going to do it again tomorrow night, aren't we?
Yeah, we got the West Holmes boys taking on the Garaway Pirates in a battle of State Route 39.
There you go. Garaway coming off that deep football season. We'll see if their boys are in basketball shape. Yep.
Also, thank you to our video crew today, Andrew Dunlap, our videographer, Jacob Heading, our producer, as well as Blaisdon Mullins and Alex Mass back at WKLM Sports Central, pushing all the buttons, making sure you hear us here on FM 95.3 and around the world at WKLMFM.com. That's going to do it for us tonight. Troy, you got something to interject?
Around the world. They heard us everywhere.
They heard us around the world.
All right. You did a great job.
Once again, the final score in this one, 40-31. Wayndale gets the win over West Holmes. For Troy Fritz, Jacob Heading, Andrew Dunlap, Blaisdon Mullins, and Alex Mast, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department
of WKLM.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.